night in the Tarawih Salah, the 25th juz, the 25th para was recited. The end of Surah Hamim Sajda, in the ayat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من عمل صالحا فلنفسه. Whoever does good actions, he is doing it for himself. And if he is doing evil actions, he is causing harm to himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cause any oppression to any person, slightest amount of oppression also. And all the people have to come back to Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and you will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When is the day of Qiyamah? People want to know. So that's not the important thing. The important thing is what have you prepared for Akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إليه يرد علم الساعة. Towards the knowledge of Qiyamah lies only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you, whatever is in the world, whatever is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. And Allah is watching a person. So on the day of Qiyamah, whatever you are calling besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be ghaib, it will be absent. You won't get any benefit from it. And man, unfortunately, his nature is such that when he always wants goodness in life, he's asking for goodness. Now when some evil and harm comes to him, then he loses hope. Because he hasn't got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows him with favors. Then he gets pride within himself. And he says, Hadha li, this is mine. I worked for it. I got this. I made all the effort for it. And I don't think even Qiyamah will take place. But if I have to go back to eat something like Qiyamah, then I think Allah ta'ala, he's got a lot of goodness. He will keep for me. So this is the wrong belief for the person who does not have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the end of the surah, that soon we will show men many, many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the atmosphere around a person and in his own self also. And as people say, they are learning more and more about the nature and about human beings and all of these things. Each one of them, you will see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming more manifest, the signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. So when a person sees all the new things, Allah ta'ala says, till Qiyamah we will continue showing people different signs, so that until حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق, it will become clear to them that the Quran Sharif is a true religion. Islam is a true religion. Each time a person finds out something new, he sees that definitely what Islam has said is 1400 years ago, and today people are only finding out about it. It has definitely come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can a person now be in doubt regarding meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The next surah is Surah Shura. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran, giving da'wah to the Quran Sharif also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this da'wah is nothing new. All the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with the same message. It is nothing new, and people, they are making shirk and taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible that the whole earth will split up into because of this evil, what the people are saying, taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what the messages they come with. All great, great people, Ul Azam Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. All of them came with the same message, أَنَا قِيمُ الدِّينِ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. That stay firm on deen, tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not cause any division regarding that matter, that tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the thing which you are calling them towards, it's very, very hard on the mushrikeen, those who are taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after knowledge came to these people, then they unfortunately divided, they disunited because of enmity and hatred among them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent the punishment immediately upon the people, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people chance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them respite. So this was not only for this ummah, but in the past ages also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will get two groups of people. Yeah, those people whose object of life is akhirat. Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirah, nazid lahu fi harthi. He wants the gardens and the farms of akhirat, so we will increase him in the farms of akhirat. And the more a person will do a little bit in his action in his life, Allah will give him so much more. But a person who wants the farms of this worldly life, he will get only a portion of it. And in akhirah, there will be nothing at all for that person. What a foolish person he is. So much of effort he is making in this world, he's only getting a portion of this dunya, what he desires. Everyone wants to become a millionaire and a billionaire and a multi-millionaire. But what he gets in this dunya, a small portion of it. And akhirah, small action a person does. One palace is built for him in Jannah, one tree is built for him in Jannah. Small, small actions. Outwardly, it seems a small, simple actions. But what returns a person is getting. So an intelligent person is a person who works for the akhirat, the life of the year after, because those returns are everlasting and they will never come to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah is the one who accepts tawbah from his bandas and servants. If a person has made a mistake in life, immediately turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will accept your tawbah, and Allah will forgive your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware exactly of whatever actions a person is doing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this worldly life, it has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become deceived by the things of this worldly life. Whatever you are given in this worldly life, It's only mata', mata' al hayat dunya of this worldly life. It is some goods of this worldly life, and mata', as the ulama say, something which a person uses for a short while. And a beautiful example given by Hazrat in comes in the kitabs also is like a cloth which a person uses in the house to wipe, and they use it in the kitchen. So it's mata', it's a good which is used. It has got a function. It is beneficial also. But nobody has honor for it, respect for it. No one puts it up and frames it and says, hey, what a scrap lobby I got. And now he's showing honor to it and respect to it. Because it's a thing of necessity. For a short while you use it, after a while you throw it away in the dustbin. It's of no benefit thereafter. That's this worldly life. Whatever you got in this worldly life, Allah says, from our teeth to mean shame, whatever thing your person has got is that mata. It is that goods for a few days. And after a person uses it, this world has got no value. Whole thing will come to an end. Allah will just like squash it up and then it will be thrown away. It's got no value at all. But Allah Ta'ala has kept in akhirat. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one whoop, the space of one whoop of akhirat is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Such a small section of Jannat and akhirat is compared to this whole world and whatever it contains. It's got no value at all. So what has got value then? So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, people with sifat, people with qualities. You got these qualities, then you have got value in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah says, whatever remains for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is better. And it will remain forever and forever. For who? Not for those who made an effort in this dunya, but for those who made an effort on iman. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have got iman. And they've got the qualities of iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They put their full trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They put their trust in only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They abstain. يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفُوحِشِ. From all major sins, and especially all immorality, committing zina, fornication, and all of those things with the private part. Vulgar language is all included in fawahish, immoral actions which causes harm to other people, so they abstain from those actions. And when they become angry also, then there's nothing wrong with a person becoming angry. Anger is a natural quality in a person, but now Allah Ta'ala is testing a person to see, after the cause you got the anger, are you controlling it or not? So Allah says, when they become angry, then they forgive people. They overlook, they make them maaf. And وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, as soon as they get the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, immediately they accept it. Yeah, the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I have to obey the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They are very particular with their salat, and they are always trying to better their salat, perfecting of their salat. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, their matters also, they will make mashwara amongst themselves. They will not use the individual rai and opinion, but they will amongst mashwara, and they will try to pass the decisions with mashwara. And وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, whatever they are spending, whatever Allah has given to them, not everything, but portion of that they are spending in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They are using that money, utilizing it, sending it to the akhirat, helping and assisting the poor and needy. And وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ, if somebody oppresses them, then they take revenge. That's also is permissible for a person, because if somebody has caused harm to you, you can take back harm, you can harm that person in a similar manner. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, the person who forgives, and he overlooks, and he tries to join the heart, then his reward is by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah does not like a person who oppresses. Somebody causes harm to you, and now you go and cause more oppression to him. You're taking revenge. You exceed the bounds. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, but if you take revenge after a person has oppressed you, then there is no blame upon you. The blame is upon those people who have oppressed other people, and they are causing trouble in the earth without any right. For them is a very severe punishment. But you've got the quality of sabr and forgiveness. This is regarded amongst the very great qualities, beloved in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So anyhow, these are eight qualities which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions. And this is what will help a person. It will be a means of benefit for a person. So to create sifat and qualities within a person's life, this will help a person. If you're just having a person is becoming rich and wealthy and getting so much of money in this world, really he leaves all of that money. It doesn't go with him in the qabr. But a'mal will go with a person in the grave. And his sifat and qualities which he has made an effort upon, this will go with a person in the grave. Finally, at the end of this surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that Allah has got his full control over the whole world. So automatically you must obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Even so much so that your children which are being born, this is also, it comes from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah has got the milkiyat, the ownership of the heavens and the earth. Allah creates whatever He wishes. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا, whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wishes, Allah grants daughters. Whomsoever wants, Allah Ta'ala grants male offspring. And here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned daughters first, because among the Arabs, and even in today's time in many communities, it's an action of jahiliyat, of ignorance, where when a girl is born, there is unhappiness, the distressed people are upset, that why was a daughter born to us? And when a boy is born, they show so much more joy, much more happiness. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, first thing He mentioned, then Allah said, Yahabu, Allah gives as a gift, Your daughter is a gift from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your son, which Allah gives to a person, is a gift from the side of Allah ta'ala. It's a hiba. It's a gift. You're not deserving of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever he wants to, Allah gives a daughter. From here, when Tabi mentions that amongst the barakat and blessings of a lady, is that the first child she gives to birth to is a daughter. She gives, because Allah ta'ala mentioned daughter first in the Quran Sharif, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned boy. So, min yumnil mar'ati tabkiruha bi unsa. Amongst the good fortune of a woman is when she, the first child she gives birth to is a girl. And why they mention it is just because to remove the wrong beliefs of people that it's bad to have a daughter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are certain people Allah grants them both. They get boys and they get girls. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشْعَوْا أَقِيمًا. Whomsoever Allah wants to, Allah makes that person barren. A woman doesn't give birth. It is not her fault that she cannot, it is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one has got a right, a woman is not giving birth. You see, when the child is coming, and unfortunately many women have got this sickness, they ask people, how come you haven't got a child? They're like, is that person's fault? And they make the person goes depressed, and the person feels upset. They keep asking the question. So this is completely incorrect also. It should be corrected. Tell our women folks, not ask questions like this here, because if you bring the other person down, it's not within that person's ability to get a child or not. It is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, whoever he wants to, he keeps them barren. Innahu alimun qadir. Allah has got knowledge of everything, and Allah has got power of everything. Who Allah must give boys to, and who Allah must give girls to, who Allah must make barren, and who Allah must give both boys and girls, Allah has got full knowledge. And Allah has got the qudrat and the power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as he wants to. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, that all of this is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Zukhruf. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wah to the Qur'an al-Kareem, the great kitab which is completely open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that it is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will continue sending wahi and revelation down, despite the fact that people are turning away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, must we just turn away the dhikr from you, the Qur'an Sharif from you, just because you people have exceeded the bounds, you have done so much of wrongdoing, you have broken the commands of Allah ta'ala, you are not prepared to accept, must we turn the Qur'an al-Kareem away from you? Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi says, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter the people who are turning away from the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah says, must I turn the Qur'an away from you? I will still continue sending down the eyes of the Qur'an Sharif. I want your hidayat, I want your guidance, I want you to come onto the right path. So this is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, many Anbiya alayhi wasalam came in the past, but people unfortunately mocked them, and those who were strong amongst them, we completely destroyed them. And these incidents have passed, so a person must take lesson. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you ask the people also, who created the heavens and the earth, they also will be forced to say, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has made the earth. Allah ta'ala has spread out the earth for a person. Allah has made all roads for a person on the road. Allah ta'ala has sent down the water from the skies according to a certain amount. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the dead lands come back to life. And in a similar manner, you will come back to life on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created pairs of everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made animals for you. Allah has made ships for you. And in today's time, cars and aeroplanes and all of these things by which a person can travel. When you will go on the back of the animal, then you must remember, make the dhikr and remember the ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you go on the animal or you go on the ship. How you make remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, subhanal ladhi sakhkhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. And ulama say, ni'mat rabbikum is the ni'mat and bounty of Allah ta'ala, that car and that vehicle which a person has got. Two bounties, ulama say. One is that I am sitting in this vehicle and this car and it is moving, or I'm sitting on this animal. From all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only insan who Allah ta'ala has given this bounty, that he can use a vehicle and he can go onto a vehicle and move with a vehicle. You'll never get an animal. One animal might jump on the back of another animal. A frog jumps on the back of an elephant. But he got no control over the elephant. It is only insan. Huge elephants and camels and horses, Allah has given him control. And the beautiful cars and the aeroplanes he is driving, Allah has given him control over the sea. So remember the ni'mat from all Allah's makhluk and creation. Only insan, Allah has given the ability to take benefit from his creation. And the second benefit is the human ni'mat you must think of. It's from all the human beings living on the surface of the earth. Maybe 5% or 10% of them have got vehicles. So if Allah has blessed me with a vehicle, or allowed me to sit in a vehicle, or to travel on some kind of transport, it is the ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about the bounty of Allah ta'ala. Make mention of it with your tongue also. And tazkuru bil qalb. Think also of it in your heart. What ni'mat Allah has given to me. And then make this dua that subhanallah, Allah is completely pure. We are in need of these vehicles. And Allah has made it mustaqar for us. Allah has made it under our control. And we had no power over it at all. And wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. We are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So I'm going on a small journey now of this dunya. And I've prepared so much for the small journey of this dunya. What have I prepared for the long journey of Akhirat? So when we're going on a small journey of this world, we must think of the long journey of Akhirat. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ We are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The long journey to the, in the year after. As Munashah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah, he gives another beautiful explanation of this. He said, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ He said, you are sitting in your beautiful BMW, in your Mercedes Benz now, and you are traveling. So now pride mustn't come into a person. You see another person with a jalopy and a Volkswagen, and now your whole chest comes out and you are moving with pride and arrogance. What a smart car I got. Look at that person. So this says, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ When you read this dua, think that my value is not of what car I got, but my value is what on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to return back to Him. What value have I got by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So then I'll know if I'm valuable or not. So a car won't make a person valuable, a house won't make a person valuable, but what value have I got in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So immediately a person will come, he'll get tawadu in him, humility in him, that no matter Allah has given me this bounty, it's only Allah's favor, but my true value will be known only on the day of Qiyamah. So this is وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ This is the dua of the Quran Sharif, and the Sunnah dua is a bit longer. There are other duas also a person must try to read whenever we're sitting in a vehicle and traveling. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and he went to his people and he gave them da'wah towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Zukhruf that this world has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wanted to, Allah would have rained down gold and silver upon the kuffar. Their houses would have been made of gold and silver, their roofs and the staircases and the doors and the chairs in which they are reclining should have been made of silver, should have been made of gold. But if there wasn't the fear that all the people would have become kuffar and disbelievers because of love of dunya, Allah would have made all the things of this world going to the kuffar and disbelievers. So Allah said it has got no value. وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا It is only the goods of this worldly life. But akhirat is something which is far greater. Or it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the muttaqeen. That's what I have kept for them. And they will remain there forever and forever. It comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will come who had every enjoyment in his dunya. And for one second he will be taken and put in the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah will take him out and ask him, oh my banda, how did you find your life in this world? He said, oh Allah, I never went through one second of enjoyment in this world. Everything will be forgotten. He will just go for one second in the fire of Jahannam. On the other hand, another person will be taken and put into Jannat. He went through every kind of difficulty in this world, every kind of problem, the hardest life he had in this world. He'll be put for one second into Jannat and he'll be taken out. And Allah will ask him, my banda, how did you find this world in your life? He said, oh Allah, I never went through any difficulties in my life at all. Everything will be forgotten. That one second he'll be in Jannat. So Allah said, that is the akhirat I've kept for the people of taqwa. And if you turn away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ We will place one shaitan over him, and shaitan will be his friend. And the shaitan will be... So if a person doesn't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one harm is that shaitan is becomes joined up to that person. And he turns that person away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will sometimes think I'm also on the right path, but he's completely on the wrong path. He will come on the day of Qiyamah, and he will see if only between me and the shaitan, there was a distance between east and west. What an evil friend you are, and you completely destroyed me. The day after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some doubts which the kuffar had, that if Allah ta'ala speaks bad about the idols, the idol worship, why the... what about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? They also worship him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'aduhum. On the day of Qiyamah, your friends, all of them will be enemies of one another. Whichever friends you had in this world, they will become your enemy on the day of Qiyamah. Illa al-muttaqeen, except the pious and the righteous. You had good friends, pious friends, the awliya Allah were your friends. They will be of help. They will assist a person on the day of Qiyamah also. Otherwise, other friends, they will turn away from you. They will actually curse you on the day of Qiyamah. And they will make bad dua for you. That Allah punish this person double. He led us off the path, the right path. So a person has to be very careful who is friend and the company which a person keeps. The next surah is Surah Dukhan. In Surah Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Qur'an al-Kareem, that the great bounty of this Qur'an, it was sent down Laylatin Mubarakah on the very blessed night, the night of Qadr, according to most ulama. And in the Qur'an Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and on this night of Qadr also, all matters are decided. And the greatest matter is whether a person will get dhillat or izzat, honor and disgrace. Those who will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get honor. And those who will not follow, they will get disgrace in this dunya and akhirat also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the incident of Fir'aun and how what a great person he was in this world. But eventually he was completely destroyed. And all of that was given to the Bani Israel. Allah ta'ala gave it to them, whatever he had. Other nations also, the Qawm of Tubba, they also were destroyed. So disgrace in this worldly life. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions about the disgrace on the day of Qiyamah, where a person will be in the fire of Jahannam. They will be eating Shajarat al-Zakum, that tree which is completely thorny, and it will be boiling in their stomach. Kaghali al-Hamim, like how boiling hot water boils. This is how it will be boiling in their stomach. It will be said to them, take them and fling them in the middle of Jahannam, and throw the boiling hot water over their heads. And it will say, taste this here now. In the world you were regarded yourself as a very honorable person and a great, great person. Now here's your honor and your disgrace. And on the other hand, Allah says, Muttaqeen, the pious people will be in place of aman and safety, protection. They will never have any fear at all. And they will be in gardens. They will be in rivers and streams flowing. The best kind of clothing they will be allowed to wear, of silken clothing. They will be sitting with honor, facing one another. And we will get them married to the Hura'een, the beautiful white-eyed woman of Jannah. And whatever kind of fruits they want in Jannah, they can, not even food. Food is lower, higher than food, it's fruits. Is extra. They can call for every kind of fruit, and there is no fear that the fruits will come to an end, or there will be some sickness in the fruit, or my sugar is going to go up. Ameen. They will be completely aman and safe, the enjoyment of the fruit only, and they will know that death has come to an end. They will never taste death again, because death already passed. They passed away in this worldly life, so the death has come to an end now. And Allah Ta'ala, the great bounty is, He will save them from the fire of Jahannam, the azab of Jahannam. And fadlam min rabbik, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalika huwa al-fawzul azim, this is the greatest success which a person must make an effort for. So I am successful in life. Many people say I am successful. There is no success with money, with houses, with cars, with businesses. All of these things, that's not success. Allah says this is the greatest success which a person must make an effort for. And the last surah which was recited, Suratul Jatiya, here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that izzat and honor lies only in following the Quran Kareem, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any other path a person will take a person to disgrace and embarrassment. And actually, if a person studies the surah, many of the doubts which atheists have got, the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the doubts of the atheists. And Allah ta'ala explains, the more a person will study the surah, he will understand that all the answers and da'wah given to the atheists in the Quran Sharif, because the atheist group was always there, been a small group. So mostly Allah ta'ala speaks about the mushrikeen, the Jews and the Christians. But this surah here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, those who have taken their gods and their desires as their gods and their diet which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So first in the beginning Allah mentions the sign of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. If a person sees the heavens and the earth, the creation, how Allah has created the days and the nights, the rain coming down, the earth coming to life, all of this here, how the winds are moving, is a clear sign of Allah's qudrat and Allah's power, and that Allah ta'ala is definitely the creator of this whole world and the whole system of this world. One house cannot be built by itself. You have to have a maker, an expert, master planner, who builds one house and he puts all the things in the house. If one house cannot be built, how can the whole world come into existence without a creator, without a maker, a very intelligent maker, a very powerful maker? Definitely Allah Ta'ala has created this here. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that besides this, the oceans and the ships which Allah Ta'ala has created, all of these are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the object of it is you must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says, we have given you the Qur'an Kareem, which is very, very clear. And we have given you a shariat, a certain way of life. So follow this way, and do not follow the desires of those people who have got no knowledge at all. All of this is just surmising, just guesses, conjecture. Maybe this has happened, this is our theories. And they've only got theories in their life, but there's nothing solid. Whereas what the Qur'an Kareem Allah ta'ala has given us, this is completely solid. There's no doubt regarding this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, have you seen the people who have taken their desires as their gods? And despite having knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has misguided them. And Allah ta'ala has placed a seal on the ears and on their hearts. And Allah has put a parda in the sight. They are seeing everything. They are hearing everything. They are pondering about things, but they cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How foolish. Can't you take nasihat and lesson? And what they say, our life is nothing but this worldly life. We just die and we live. And the only thing which will destroy us is dahr, is time. Atheists, they call Dahriya in Arabic, time. We're just living through time. Allah says they have got no knowledge regarding this matter at all. They are only making conjectures. And when the Quran Sharif is recited to them, then they got no proof. They can't answer the Quran Sharif. Then the only thing they say, bring our forefathers if you are truthful. If they come back to life again, then we'll believe in Akhirat. Otherwise, we don't believe in Akhirat. Tell them, Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives life. Allah is the one who gives you death. And Allah will gather you on the day of Qiyamah. There is no doubt about it. But most people, unfortunately, do not know. How do you get life? How do you get death? This is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a clear sign that somebody is controlling life, somebody is controlling death, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah. Remember, you will stand up on the day of Qiyamah, and you will see the people sitting on their knees, embarrassment and disgrace. and people will be called together with the Kitab and the Book of Deeds. Exactly what they had done in this world, the Book of Deeds will be speaking and testifying either for a person or against a person. And all the evil actions which they had done in this worldly life, it will become apparent to a person. What they were making a joke of, the punishment, it will come and surround them. It will be said to them that you people, we will forget you today, like how you forgot the meeting of this day. Your place now will be the fire of Jahannam. And this is because you were taken the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a joke, and the worldly life had deceived you. Now today you won't be taken out from Jahannam, and you won't be sent back into this world. You won't be asked to make tawbah and to repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's too late for now. And all praises are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has got greatness in the world. Ulama say one of the reasons of this following other paths and desires is because of takabbur and pride. Why must I be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I myself, I am a great person. So the cure for this pride is walahul kibriya'u fis samawati wal ard, to understand the greatness and the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we get the greatness of Allah ta'ala in our heart, the more tawadu and humility will come into a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of these evils and give us true iman. Let us live with iman, die with iman, be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with iman.